close now to 11 years since we had 2008 a labour court recommendation concerning nationwide. We have 1,250 staff who have no access to any occupational pension scheme, despite a recommendation from the labour court that they should have one. So we have, in that time, we have more than 250 supervisors who have retired with no occupational pension, and we have roughly between 30 and 40 retiring each year. A number of protests are going to take place in the day between 12 noon and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they will take place in a number of locations, including the Department of Finance offices on Merrion Street in Dublin, and also at the Department of Employment, Affairs and Social Protection in Letterkenny. So we will have altogether six locations around the country where these protests will take place on the day.
And despite this being a long-running dispute, will the union remain open to further discussions in a bid to resolve it?
Absolutely. That is always our position. What we're looking for here is justice for these 1,250 staff who provide community employment supervision. These are vital community services, and they have a long-standing place in the communities in which they serve. And really, all we're looking to do is to resolve this dispute by engaging with the government on how they intend to implement the Labour Court recommendation, which, as I say, was made almost 11 years ago, and we still have had zero engagement from the government on how this could or should be implemented.